Transport costs pile onto cost of living squeeze. Sarah O'Neill, Southeast London Socialist Party. The cost of living crisis reaches every aspect of working class living, from fuel, to food, to wages, to rent, to the cost of travel. Petrol and diesel prices have reached a record high, and Transport for London, under the leadership of Labour Mayor Sadiq Khan, is set to raise fares by 5%. When travel prices increase, and wages do not, workers' pay is indirectly slashed. We go to work, and come back with less in our pockets than the week before. Unable to afford to live close to the workplace, many of us are forced into long, expensive commutes. I understand the pressures people are facing with the cost of living, insists Rishi Sunak, the richest person in the House of Commons. How could such an individual empathize with the struggles of working people? With MPs' basic wage increasing to £81,932 in the last few years, minus expenses and lobbying, of course, it has become a position far away removed from the people it is meant to serve. That's why Dave Nellist's pledge, to take only a worker's wage, if elected for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, in the Erdington by-election, see page 3, is so important. The salaries and lifestyles of MPs mean they can make cuts, and back profiteering fuel companies, without ever feeling the sting. Every year we are told to hold out hope, that the next will be better. But even when the economy grows, by 7.5% in 2021, the working class is still worse off. Neither median nor household living standards went up at all, according to the Financial Times. Workers fight back. Public transport workers are showing how to fight. With strikes winning pay rises on the buses, and RMT tube strikes underway. Strike action to defend services, and for pay rises is needed, but the cost of living crisis also shows the need for a new mass party of the working class, backed by the trade unions, that fights for a nationalization of the railways and public transport, the fuel companies, and the polluting oil companies. Free and efficient public transport, and social housing near workplaces, is also vital. This way, workers could get to work without seeing a significant dent in our paychecks.